From NPR Music, this is a special broadcast and webcast from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Monitor Mix blogger Carrie Brownstein and KUT DJ David Brown. And, wow, I'm really looking forward to the Avett Brothers. But in store ahead, the thing I've been waiting for even more is the Decemberists. And we'll talk about that shortly after a great set, I'm sure, that's coming up soon from the Avett Brothers as we wait for them to take the stage. We're here at a place. Describe Stubbs and what you know about this
You know,
place.
Stubbs, this particular venue, even though it looks like it's historic and people talk about Stubbs in a historic sense, this particular venue was only built in 1986, but it's patterned very much after the spirit and the heart and the soul of a place called Stubbs up in Lubbock. Now, way back when, C.B. Stubblefield, who is about to be inaugurated in the Austin Music Hall of Fame this weekend, he was the old guy who had basically a barbecue pit in his backyard up there in Lubbock. Well, it turns out that people like Joe Ely lived up in Lubbock. People like Jimmy Dale Gilmore up there as well. They had people going by like Jimmy Vaughn and his little brother, Stevie Ray, playing that circuit up there. And they would come by because Stubbs Jukebox was the only really good jukebox up there. And so Stubbs would invite the kids on stage and they'd play guitar. And it really started up a very organic sort of live music scene in, of all places, Lubbock, Texas. Of course, that's also the home of Buddy Holly. So there's a lot going on there, just something in the dirt and the wind up there. Well, at any rate, Stubblefield ended up coming down here, setting up shop here in more lucrative territory after the blues scene had already gotten pretty well established, and it kind of made more sense. Stevie Ray Vaughan by that time was here, and Antone's Club was here as well. And so Stubbs just fit right in. That's where we are. We are at the intersection of so much musical history down here in downtown Austin, Texas.
And it's quite ostentatious, right? The dirt floor.
Yeah, absolutely.
The old weed trees.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's the real deal. You really do get that real Texas vibe. You know, you see the Lone Star flag everywhere. You know, you see crowds of people drinking the Lone Star beer, and it's just, you know, it's...
How many people do you think are here, folks?
Jeez. What, 200? 300?
Yeah, it seems upward of, 2,000? 2,500?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, lots of anticipation in the crowd tonight. I think people are not only excited for the Avett Brothers to come on, but really anticipating getting to hear the brand new Decemberists album played live for us with all of the guest musicians and singers that appear on the album, and they are playing it in, I think, in its entirety and in order.
All 17 songs. 17 songs. Yeah, it's true.
Well, there's some interstitial pieces.
Oh, okay. That doesn't count as songs.
But are you true? It is 17.
It is 17 actual tracks, I think.
Yeah, absolutely it is. I understand there's a small delay that's happening here, and so we wait for them to take the stage. Carrie Brownstein, you've been here at this festival as a musician, and I see bands coming out of bands, running to a venue, playing four songs. Maybe the sound check is literally in front of an audience. Do you remember this?
I do, and that's actually called a line check, and that is, it's kind of a nightmare, actually, the line check, because you are testing the volume of everything in front of people. Actually, are they taking the stage?
Looks like they're getting
ready. The lights
ready
have gone down, at least, but I only see one member of the band on stage.
Well.
It could be a solo act.
Yeah. Potentially, they are doing a line check. Maybe I was just introducing the Avett Brothers line check, and now he's checking his guitar.
I think
volume.
They are, actually, because that's
what
they're
nice
doing
build-up
in the monitor.
So this line check, there he is. I think that's Seth.
They're taking, and it is frustrating. You're really excited to play. You get on stage, and you don't know what the volume of your monitor is going to be. You don't know if you're going to be able to hear the drums, the kick drum. There's so many complex, sort of things going up on stage, and you want it to sound good for everyone. And it's exhausting, but it's a really great time. I think the bands, you see them stumbling out of the van, but what they want to do is get on stage and then go back into the van and sleep, which is what I usually did when I played down here.
It must be really unnerving if you can't get off on the right foot with the very first song, right?
It is very unnerving, and oftentimes the person that's doing your monitors doesn't get those levels up until about halfway through the first song. So you're just flying blind pretty much for the first half of the song. The best part about that is the audience usually doesn't know that. we will probably not know that the Avett Brothers cannot hear half their
And it's half the Avett Brothers right there, right now, just warming up the banjo. We're a minute away, I'm told, from the Avett Brothers. We'll hear new songs from their record. And, of course, we'll be able to podcast is in addition to this radio broadcast, in addition to this webcast. And you'll find that at the All Songs Considered podcast. You can find that on the npr.org/South by Southwest.
It's an historic
page.
Night because we're going to get to see the Decemberists doing their album in its entirety. I'm very excited
I'm
about
so
that.
I'm so knocked out. We'll talk about this because I'm really... I'm holding myself back from talking about that.
Okay. Looks like they're almost ready there.
Yeah. But I don't think they've all line checked yet.
That's right. We've learned a new term tonight, line check. And I don't think they've all line checked. I feel Bob just holding back on the Decemberists right now. But I personally, the Avett Brothers are a band that
we can talk about the Decemberists if you'd like.
I know. Let's just...
No.
Let's get ahead of Bob. That's all right. Yeah. No, this is a band, the Avett Brothers are a band that I have never had the privilege of seeing. And it's a band that everybody that sees them recommends.
Falls in love with. And they have an incredibly solid fan base, a remarkably solid fan base. When I was in at Newport, you just saw that. They mouthed all the words to all the songs.
They're from North Carolina. And they have you talk about the enormous fan base. They played a monster show in their hometown of Charlotte, North Carolina. I believe actually they're from just down the road from Charlotte, so I don't want to say that they're specifically from Charlotte, but obviously that's the closest big city to where they're from.
I feel like that's a great southern term. They're just down the road.
Just down the road, yeah, absolutely.
We don't know where they're from, but they're down the road.
Well, this is the redemption of southern music these days, isn't it?
I mean, I'm with you, David. I think you're right.
I mean, last year we were standing here talking about Dead Confederate, who were from Athens, Georgia.
Right.
In fact, REM was back, you know, once again. They're also from Athens, obviously. But we have seen a resurgence in that, you know, Jason Isbell, who's from the Drive-By Truckers. Drive-By Truckers have obviously had their own success. People haven't talked about it that much because the southern rock that we're hearing is, I think, much more traditionally driven, and it has a lot of the music has a conscience as well. This kind of music, I'm not sure you'd call it music with a conscience, but it certainly has its ear tuned to the authentic sound of the mountain country, that's for sure. And it's. But then again, the attitude is pure 100% rock and roll.
Can I just say, we have a chat room that's open, so all the people all around the country, whether you're listening on radio, however you're listening to this, go to the NPR.org page, the South by Southwest page, so it's NPR.org/SXSW, and join the chat room. And it's fun to listen. Headphones are the best way. And
here they
I
come.
Hear some cheering. They changed out a monitor speaker. And taking the stage now are the Avett Brothers. Boy, oh boy. Enjoy the show.
That's bass. check.
They're just working on those monitor mixes. They have a stand-up bass and a cello, and they're just getting all the levels right because they don't do this ahead of time at South by Southwest. They do it right in front of people, so sometimes it takes a little longer. I think we're there, though.
Boy, you just really feel for them, though, because obviously they've got a crowd. They're having to do their very dead level best, and they just can't get enough bass,
it
seems
like.
This
is the Avett Brothers at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
Try to keep the madness low. If they hear and it's wrong, and they come with torches on.
Yeah!
ball. Oh. For 23 years nonstop I blah, blah, blah. Through the desert, pissed drunk, confused, I walked. I spit a tooth in the palm of my head. And I kept
all right, let's go. Keep telling myself that it'll be fine. You can't make everybody happy all of the time. No, no! But I found myself in a place that I've never been. A place that I thought that I would never be. And South by people looking back at me. Keep having this dream. I'm at a party. There's people throwing drinks and screaming, telling me that I don't belong.
Hey, what?
lately lost in the same. I find this comfortable place with all my friends, and then my friends start telling me that I've always been wrong.
And I'm so tired of being wrong. Yes, I am.
There was a time I could move, there was a time I could breathe. The crowded spaces filled with angry faces. It didn't once cross my mind. The paranoia in my heels, where you love me still. When we awaken, you find the sanity is gone from my
We're so happy to be here in Texas. Thanks for joining us tonight, y'all. We want to share a song with y'all now from our second Gleam recording. It's called Murder in the City.
If I get murdered in the city, don't go revenging in my name. One person dead from such is plenty. No need to go get locked away. When I leave your arms, the things that I think of, no need to get over alarmed. I'm coming home. I wonder which brother is better, which one our parents love the most. I sure did get in lots of trouble. They seem to let the other go. A tear fell from my father's eyes. I wondered what my dad would say. He said, I love you, and I'm proud of you both in so many different ways. If I get murdered in the city, go read the letter in my desk. Don't trouble with all my belongings, but pay attention to the list. Make sure my sister knows I loved her. Make sure my mother knows the same. Always remember, there is nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name. Always remember, there is nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much. We got one more for y'all. Check, check. Thanks so much for listening to us. We're the Avett Brothers. Thank you. Check, check.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Give me some action.
Load the car and write the note. Grab your bag and grab your coat. Tell the ones that need to know. We are headed north. One foot in and one foot back. But it don't pay to live like that. So I cut the ties and I jump the tracks.
That's right.
For never to return. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in. Take me in. When at first I learned to speak, I used all my words to fight. With him and her and you and me. Oh, but it's just a waste of time. Yeah. Just a waste of time. That woman, she's got eyes that shine like a pair of stolen polished dimes. She asked to dance, I said it's fine. I see you in. Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in. Are you aware of the shape I'm in? My hands, they shake, my head, it spins. Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in. Three words that became hard to say. I and love and you. What you were then, I am today. Look at the things I do. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me. Dumbed down and numbed by time and age. The dreams you'll catch, the world, the cage. The highway sets the traveler's stage. All exits look the same. Three words that became hard to say. I and love and you. Yeah, baby. I and love and you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
With David Bryan.
The Avett Brothers, they're ended there with a song from a record that comes out this summer called I Am Loving You.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song that the audience immediately took to, I thought. Really kind of a stunning moment there at the end. They ended a little early. I think they were supposed to actually play another song, and I was ready to hear more. So a little bit sad to have it end early, but a really beautiful set.
You know, I think it was a challenging set, I'll be honest with you guys. I mean, you know, they started out and they had a lot of technical difficulties at the beginning, and we were talking earlier, Carrie, about how difficult it is to try to pick up and recover. They did a masterful job, I must say. That was a terrific set. But they did have to leave out a couple of songs. They were going to debut two new songs tonight. They only got through one, that last one, but what a charmer that was.
That was a sweet song. When I saw them in Newport, I realized that this was the first pogoing banjo player I'd ever seen in my lifetime.
I don't think I've ever heard those two words together, pogoing and banjo, but yeah.
But, you know, I mentioned earlier that they have this kind of Ramones-esque attitude, and, man, did you see them flailing away at their instruments when they got started. I know some of that was the frustration that they were having with their monitors, but, man, they just jumped into it, literally pogoing up and down.
Right, and what about the forced sing-along? You know, every band wants a moment where the audience begins to sing along, and they tried to elicit that, and there was this is a huge venue, and it's, you know, open, so the sound kind of gets lost.
It's really hard.
And people were singing along, and instead of just giving up on this sort of paltry sing-along, he just kept asking it and just airing that frustration, sort of airing that that moment of desperation. And I thought it was, you know, for that, really fantastic, and I think they did overcome what was probably a frustrating, at least sound, wise moment for them up there.
But from what I can tell from the little that I've seen of the chat boards tonight, people really loved it. I mean, that's classic Avett Brothers, and the guys' harmonies are just stunning. They're just really beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, for never seeing them for the first time, I have absolutely no complaints. I would not have known whether or not this was a good or bad set. I just was really surprised and happy. And
absolutely. And, you know, they're going to be opening. I think they've been opening for Dave Matthews on the road recently, and they're going to be I think they've got another headliner that they're going to be supporting later on this year. The name of the group just slips me. I'm sure someone online is going to know. But obviously, they've just really got a lot going for them, and they're now signed to a major label. I believe it's Capitol, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's Columbia.
But is it Columbia?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I believe this is going to be their second album on the label, coming out in August.
There must have been, when the set ended, 15 people on stage moving gear. The December set is going to be fairly enormous. It's coming up, and they're hustling. But this is going to be a fairly extensive set change, so we'll have some time to do a couple of things. One, talk about this music festival here in Austin, Texas, and also play an interview I did with Colin Malloy when he was back home in Portland about a week ago while they were rehearsing for this. So we'll hear a little bit about some of the story that goes into this new December's record, The Hazards of Love. And
Bob,
why are you looking at me like that?
I'm smiling because Bob, he's holding back. He really hasn't told everyone how much he is looking forward to this set. And it's infectious, but I have to smile a little bit because it's kind of cute.
Well, we'll hold that thought for just a minute. Just know that you're listening to coverage of South by Southwest from NPR Music.